Blog Talk Radio.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Amen. Glory to God. Where there was lack, there is much. Jesus done fixing it. This is your Fix It Six, and I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, and I love that song, Jesus Will Fix It. I'm going to take it a step further and know that it is already fixed. Our broken hearts are fixed. Broken hearts are fixed. Listen, we're going to have a great show this evening. We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful show. I promise you I won't be long because, see, this show tonight is just to let people know it's just want to help you stop worrying and stop being fearful and Stop having so much anxiety. God loves us. Listen, we got to get to the place that we get to the place and know that God is going to fix it. We got to go back to trusting like we never trust before. No matter what man say, no matter what the news say, no matter what the weather say, God will even fix the storm for you. Amen. So before we go any further, let's give God some praise. Let's give him thanks for the day that he has given us. Amen. Father God, we come to you saying thank you. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you for the many, many blessings you poured upon us, seen and unseen. We thank you for the dangers you kept us away from, seen and unseen. We thank you for the many, many miracles that we don't even know that's coming to pass. Amen. Glory, glory to your name. We thank you for the big picture, the big things that you have waiting for us. And we know not what they may be, but we thank you in advance. Thank you for our health and strength. Thank you for our well-being. We give you honor and give you praise. We lift you up and glorify you. We praise your magnificent name. We praise your magnificent power. We praise your radiant beauty and all of your glory. We give praise unto you. We shout, holy, holy, holy unto you. We love you. We desire you. We want more of you. We thank you. We worship you. It's about you, Jesus. We're not giving up and we're not letting go. We're not turning back. We're moving forward in you, Lord. We trust that you are pulling us closer to you. You are our tracking trailer, dragging us down the road, dragging us down the highway, over the mountains, through the valleys, around the cliffs, over the cactus. You are pulling us through. And we're going to hold on to you, and we're going to continue to praise you, love you, and believe in you no matter what goes on in our life. And we thank you for new beginnings. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen, amen. I'm in a season of excitement. I'm truly, truly in a season of excitement for Jesus. And it's not a boastful statement, but it's a confident statement. I just can't believe that he brung us this far to say, psych, I don't need you. You're no good for me. I can't use you. I refuse to believe that. I refuse to allow any trick of the enemy to blind me and to muffle my ears that I can't hear. Thus saith the Lord, that I can't see through his darkness and I can't see through his trickery. Ali, I can't see through that. No, I can. I am in a season of excitement and I want to bring everybody into that season. So starting right now, we're coming out of fear, we're coming out of worrying, and we're coming out of anxiety and anything else that might be hindering us from just getting closer to God. Because we have to remember a few things. God is with us. Even though we walk through the darkest valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, right? Because we know God is with us. Amen? Come on. We got to remember. If you have to go back to Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, go back. Remember, as I walk through the... Remember, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And evil don't have to mean some murderous, bloodthirsty thing. Anything that's not of God becomes evil. Amen? Come on. Let's get excited for Jesus. Act like you got free tickets to the best concert you ever went through. If you're a sports fan, you got free ticket to the Super Bowl for the rest of your life. Oh, Jesus is the ultimate Super Bowl. Jesus is the ultimate playoffs. He is the ultimate every good thing. Amen. I want us to remember, because God can make the storm still with a whisper, just with a whisper. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. Come on, y'all. I know you. Listen, go to the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 28 and 29. Listen, get these scriptures. They basic. They. I don't know everybody. I guess everybody's beginning was different, and everybody learned different scriptures and different things carried us along, and different things brought us to where we are. But the bottom line is, the word is our spiritual injection. Listen, the word is our truth. The word is our power. The word is our lifeline. It's our spiritual transfusion from what we used to be to what we are now. Hallelujah. Like I said, I won't be long before you, but I just want us to get an understanding that we don't have to suffer. We don't have to go through, because guess what? With God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. With man, things is impossible. But the book of Matthew tells me, but with God, all things are possible. What is you really want God to do for you? Do it line up with God's will for your life? Does it give God honor? Does it give God praise? Does it make God jump for joy? Does it make God happy? That you want God to do for you that it seems like he haven't already done? Because we got to remember, God is not going to do no foolish things. Because a lot of things we don't see down the line, we may think we're ready for right now. We may think we want right now. But sometimes these are the same things that make us crash and burn. See, I don't want to be on the ground with the Mercedes and the Jaguars, and I don't want to be on the ground cruising like that. I want to be up 50,000 feet in the jet going through the turbulence and knowing God got me. See, I want to be in that high place going through a thing and trusting and believing that God got me. See, he already proved to me when he gave his son that he got me. But I want to go higher in him. And for me to be able to go higher in Christ, I got to trust him even more so. Even when I just don't feel like talking, I don't feel like being bothered, there's got to be a part of me that will never turn my back on Jesus. And what I mean by that, that's the part of me that know that I must run to his word. I must run to my knees. I must run into worship. I must run into his presence, trusting and believing no matter how I feel now, when I come out of his presence, even if I don't feel better that moment, oh, he had to put something in me. So when the right time comes, it's already gone. But I have to trust and believe. I have to be excited for Jesus. Listen, I'm more in love with Christ now. This day, and listen, you know, when you say stuff like that, people say, oh, he must have been blessed, something must have happened for him to be excited. Yes, something happened. He let me know that he loves me on a daily basis. He lets me know that I am still able to be used. He lets me know that he is not going to turn his back on me. He lets me know that he is my provider. He is my way maker. He is my lifeline. He is my buckler and my shield. He lets me know these things. He is my eyes when I can't see. He is my ears when I can't hear. He is my bloodline. He is my heartbeat when my heart seems to be in pain. He is who I serve. And I refuse. I just try to do it one day at a time. But every time he allows me to speak, every time he allows me to breathe, I want him to know that I say thank you. And I try to do that with my lifestyle. I'm trying to be the best man of God. See, because when I'm the best man of God I can be, I become the best husband I can be, the best pop I can be, the best friend I can be, the best pastor I can be, the best whatever God allows me to do. I can be the best at it as long as I trust in God and allow God to lead me. We got to remember, God, Almighty God, created the heaven and the earth. And do you ever look at the birds of the air? Now, we all know the scripture. they do not sow or reap or store away in barns. But guess what? And yet, your Heavenly Father feeds them. And then the question is, are you not much more valuable than they? How do you look at yourself? How do you value yourself? You are the heir to the Most High God. We are heirs to the kingdom of God, kings and queens. We are royalty. No matter what the world may say, no matter what's going on in the world, he got us. We fear not, fret not. He got us. He got us. We should be putting ourselves in position and fasting and praying and putting ourselves in position to intercede and come together and have revivals for those that are lost, asking God to let our power draw them nearer to us so we can draw them nearer to him. I don't want to be a Hollywood shuffle pastor. I don't want to be a showboat pastor. I want to be an honorable man of God, doing it the way God say do it. I don't have to have the suit. I don't have to have the collar. I don't have to have none of those fine garments. But I must have the anointing of God, the willpower of God. I have to have his covering, his grace, and his mercy. And I have to have his spiritual passport to go out into the nations to do what he say do. See, I want that spiritual passport, because with the passport comes all. I don't have to worry about stopping at no gates. I don't have to worry about nobody stamping my. I don't have to do nothing, because God has called me to do these things. So he has already made a way for me to go, and he has made a way for me to go safely and peacefully. See, when God started doing stuff, it's not. You're not worrying about, oh, how I'm going to make it. I can't. I don't even have the. I don't even have the means to get there. And then when I get there, no. When God sets something up for you, all we supposed to do is say, yes, Lord, thank you for allowing me to be your humble servant on this assignment. He will make a way, but sometimes it be in our heart and in our inside. I really don't even want to do this. Why I got to be the one to go out? Listen, I am so comfortable right here. I could do it in the church. Why don't you just send Sister JoJo? He can go down there and do it. No, because we don't say. God still knows our inner thoughts. He still knows what you're thinking. He still knows that little dark, rotten, nasty potato part of us. He knows. And we got to start shaking these things. Amen. You intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. And that's what it's about. We are, listen, there are many, many, many lives waiting for us. Waiting for us. I got Bible this evening. We'll have Bible, but these are scriptures. But I have Bible, and we're going to talk about some things in the book of 2 Corinthians. But I just want to try to encourage someone tonight to come on back, shake it off. Wait a minute. Get up and do a spin in the floor. Shake it off. Do your praise dance. Listen, I'm at a point that I don't even mind acting a fool for Jesus. I don't. I'm at a point, take me as I am, because if I'm doing right by the Lord, I am at the best that I can be. It's when I turn my back on God, or I put him on the shelf, or I put him in my safe, or I put him in a safe deposit box, and I'll come back when I need him, and then anything can happen in my life. Anything can come out my mouth. You might see me doing anything, but I don't live like that. I refuse to do that. And this is why I am so excited, because if we think about where God has brought us from, and nobody knows the skeletons in your closet but you and God, or someone you might have told, but we don't never tell everything. Oh, but if you really sit back and say, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. I just made that by the skin of my teeth. Oh, I should have had this disease, that disease. Oh, I should have been dead. Oh, my God, I should be a wreck right now. Oh, my God, my inside should be tore up. Oh, my God, why, boy, I mean, my eye was over the top of my head. My lip was busted. I ain't had no teeth. My arm was up in my back. And look at me now. I mean, really, really, just really, really, really think about the things that God has brought us from. because we got to remember God is still holding our hands, and he will help us. The book of Isaiah, chapter 41:13, says, "For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you." See, don't worry about what man won't do, what your sister won't do, what your brother won't do, what your uncle won't do, what your cousin won't do, what your neighbor won't do, what your boss won't do. Don't worry about it. God say, I will help you. Woo, that's all the help I need. See, because I done had help from so-called friends. I done had help from my brothers and sisters, and they cost. Woo, and they cost. But see, the price is, God done paid the price for me already, what it's going to cost. All he wants me to do is walk upright, do the things I'm supposed to be obedient, do as a command, be obedient to the law of the land, honor my wife. And man, he just wants me to be a good person, do the right things, and do what he called me to do, and honor him with my walk, honor him with my lifestyle. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. You remember we used to talk about straddling the fence, lukewarm, and your 1 foot is in the world and 1 foot is in trying to get in heaven. It ain't gonna be no more of that. The spiritual law, the spiritual carpenter done came through. The fence is down now. Ain't no fence. You either gonna be standing right here or you're gonna be standing or laying over here. The fence is gone. We like, listen, the Lord is not playing with us. Look at the news. Listen to what's going on in Florida, Oklahoma, all these California things are burning, burning, burning all day, all night, floods, cars being through all through the sky, dealerships being just destroyed. Look what's going on. Pandemic over here, mutant demic over here, who's demic, yo demic, everybody's demic everywhere. It's, listen, Jesus is not playing with us. Listen, hallelujah, glory, listen, with God's love, he will calm all our fears. That scripture, Benaiah chapter 3, 16, verse 17, chapter 3, verse 17, because he loves you. With his love, he will calm all your fears. Ain't that something? His love will calm your fears. Ain't that something? Somebody can love you enough to just knock your fears, just knock them to the side. You know, do you ever think about the passion that God has, listen, gave his only begotten son, someone who was sinned, that never did anything wrong, didn't deserve to be hung, didn't deserve to be strapped to a cross, didn't deserve to be spit on, none of those things. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds, because I don't think sometime we get it. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds. Because Jesus, man, listen, tell me that God doesn't love us. We'll be right back.
For so long I was silent. For so long I did not have a song of praise. Depression filled my days and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Give up, no, I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for the song with thee. Anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Oh yes, I do. I've already made up my mind. I can't give up. Come on, put those hands in the air. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to. But I made up my mind, I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming up. I'm a living witness, he'll heal you. Yes, he will.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now.
I'm gonna worship.
I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing. Bless the Lord at all times.
Hallelujah. I won't let you fall. You can lean on me when everybody else just walks away. Listen, man, Jesus, that song just, I don't know, just make you want to dance through the house or wherever you may be. I don't know. It just do. I listen to the lyrics. There's a nice little ding-a-ling-a-ling tone to it. But if you listen to the words, like God got us, it's like jumping out of a plane and get on a spiritual parachute. Nobody else can see the parachute. They think something wrong with you. But you know God got you. That's faith. That's kind of when people look at you like, are you crazy? You really just going to go down there and ask them people to do this and do that? Or you say you're going to go down there and sign the lease for a house. You're going to go over there and sign a lease for a car. And you don't have this. But see, if God told you to do such a thing, that's showing God that you trust no matter how foolish it sounds. You know, a pastor once told me a story about a couple who didn't have no food and they was hungry and they, you know, they was just getting by. And about 11 o'clock at night, the husband just woke up, put his clothes on, woke up his wife and said, honey, we're going shopping. And she looked at him like he was like, "Are you? What is wrong with you?" He said, "I know what God said. We're going shopping." They went, loaded up the carts, loaded up the shopping cart, got in line, no money, got in line. And the closer they got, the wife started looking at him crazy. He just trusted and believed in God. They got right to the cashier. A man walked in the store in his pajamas and said, "I don't know why I'm doing this, but somebody told me to give you this." And gave him an envelope full of money. Now, you might think it's just a story, and you might not think that things like that happen. But God can do whatever he wants to do. He is all power. He is merciful. His love and mercy endures forever. We got to take, listen. Stop limiting what God can do and what he can't do, what he will do and what he won't do. We got to think so positive of God. We got to walk and believe. And I know it's not easy. I'm not saying it's an easy thing to do. But he promised that he would sustain us. He promised that he would sustain us. The Bible says, cast all your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Have you cast your cares upon the Lord and left them there? Or did you try to go back and get them back? Or did you doubt that he was going to fix the situation? See, the doubt, the fear, the worrying, it cancels it all out. Cancels it all out. Remember, no matter what we're going through, God promised to work all things for the good for those that love him. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. We know that. And the love comes in our actions and our trust and believing in him. And you have to ask yourself, do you love God? Do you really love him? Because Jesus loves us. He died for us so that one day we may live with him forever and ever. I'm going to read a scripture. Like I promised you, I wasn't going to keep you long. I'm going to read a scripture. And hopefully we'll get an understanding God is saying. Like, I'm not trying to put my lifestyle on somebody else. I'm not trying to tell anyone how to love the Lord and, you know, but I am trying to get us to a place that our faith level. Because it's not always easy to walk in faith. I'm not saying that. But Those are the times when it's not easy that we should cry out to him, or we should worship harder. We should fall to our knees and express how we truly feel, express the pain, express the anxiety or worry or fear or whatever it may be, express it. Lord, right now, it don't feel good. Right now, I'm in an uncomfortable place. Right now, I need you more than ever. Then give him his word. You say, cast my cares upon you. Give him his word back to him. We got to give it to God. We can't try to do it on our own. I'm going to read a scripture out of the New Living Translation, and I'm just going to briefly go over it. I'm trying to tell you a little story about bitterness after we read the scripture. I'm just trying to put all these things together. We got to always remember that our hope comes from Christ. Our hope, all our hope should be in Christ. I'm going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 through 21. Maybe a familiar scripture to a lot of you, but I want us to, chapter 2, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 16 through 21. Hallelujah. And what a union can there be between God's temple and idols? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will live in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says the Lord. Don't touch their filthy things, and I will welcome you. And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That was chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. I gave you the wrong script, I'm sorry, but we can go to chapter 5 because that needs to be read also to get an understanding. Because for things to work out, we have to take our hands off everything that's not of God. We have to come from amongst, I look at this commercial, it comes on TV, and it's always on at night or when the sports is on. And if you watch the Olympics and you bet $1 and every gold medal that America wins, we will give you $100. Can you imagine how many people up in the middle of the night betting $1 trying to win $100 on a strength of somebody else winning a gold medal? But those are the tricks and the little things that the enemy does in the midnight hour. We got to be so careful. We got to be keen. You know, me and my wife, we watch TV together and we watch movies together, and we try to get a revelation out of some things, and then we see the bad in things. And it's not a judgmental bad, but it's alerting us. Wow, I don't think that's of God. That's a sinful nature, and a lot of times we don't want to call a person out on their stuff. We want to, because we're hindering them. If we don't, we're letting them stay in it, and they're hellbound. I love my wife for confronting me when I'm wrong. Honey, no, that's not of God. Honey, you can't act that way. Honey, you can't say that. You can't feel. Even to the point where she says how I supposed to feel. Because what she's saying is she's not telling me I can't feel my pain or I can't feel what I'm going through. She's saying you can't react on it that way. Go to God. Go to the Word. Go to your prayer closet. Start fasting. Do something that's holy. Don't allow the enemy to rile you up to the point that your heart is hardened, or you're having angry thoughts or evil thoughts or filthy thoughts. And that's a good character. That's one of the good characters in her that I love, because that's one of the things that helps me grow in Christ. We got to remember that we want to be around people to encourage us and for us to encourage them. Iron sharpens iron. We have to lift each other up when the other one is down, not judge them, not beat them down. And the person is not always going through stuff when all hell breaks out in their life. We got to stop saying, oh, they must have did something the Lord wouldn't be doing. It might be a test. It might be what God has planned for me from the beginning of time to go through to see if I'm ready for the next place or the next step. We got to stop automatically thinking somebody done did something wrong. Somebody in sin. Oh, my God, I knew it. I knew it. If you're sitting around saying you knew it, that means you were sitting around judging somebody. You've been hoping they fall all along. Get jealousy and malice out of our hearts. It has to come out of our hearts. It has to come out of our way of thinking. Hallelujah. It's not an anger peace. It's a true peace, because we are the light of the world. Hallelujah. We are the light. So we have stopped evaluating others. That's the Bible. Chapter 16, chapter 5, verse 16, 2 Corinthians. So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. Woo! Ain't that? It should be a difference. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God, who brought us back to himself through Christ, his son, Jesus, who died on the cross. Amen. And God has given us, now listen, God has given us, you hear what he just said, God has given us this task of reconciliation, reconciliating people to him. We have to reconcile the people to God, to him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? We are ambassadors on assignment, who, because Jesus took on our sins, has given us a little more freedom and some grace and some mercy. And he has chosen us to do a work for him, to bring the lost, this like we used to be, those that are still in the same dark places that we used to be in. See, we got to stop. Oh, I'm never going back there. Stop it. If you missed the lesson on the cross, 110th Street, go to our email address, mci2621@yahoo.com. Some lessons. Go back and get those old words, because we got to stop saying what we ain't going to do, because if God sent you there, you're going to do your assignment. Or he'll put somebody else in your place and have someone else do it. For those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we got to get an understanding that being a disciple isn't a matter of trying harder to be a better person. because it's a matter of recognizing the work Christ has done in us. We have to recognize the change. We have to recognize the beauty for ashes. We have to recognize what God has done for us, to recognize the work Christ has done in us. Amen. And then allow him to work through us. We can't forget that part, because as the work, see, the effect, for us to be effective, it has to be Christ working through us. We have to give him free reign. We can't hold him back. We can't move too soon. We can't say this. We can't. We got to allow God to be the director, the producer, the story writer, the photographer, the screen setter, everything. And we follow his lead, because God works through us because we have been reconciled to him. And that term reconciliation describes an act by which God brings into his family people who should be his enemies. Oh, my God. God brings into his family people who should be his enemies. Sinful people like us. Because of our sin, we would have no right to approach God and ask for forgiveness on our own. So God took the first step. He placed our sins on his sinless son and then punished Jesus in our place. Do we ever think about that? Do that ever come across you, that Jesus, who did nothing wrong, God took the first step and placed our sins on his sinless son? Not only did he place our sins on him, then he punished them. So just think about that. If God would have never did those things, where would we be if we would be? I probably wouldn't have made it out of adolescence. I don't know about you. I probably wouldn't have made it past 12, if that. We got to trust and believe and love on God with everything, and then go get his people and bring them back to him. Those lost people, your lost family, I don't care if they don't invite you to the house. Go by the house and say, Lord, bless everybody in this house on a daily basis. Touch their car. Lord, bless them every time they get in this car. Make them come drive to the church. Make they drive one way, let the steering wheel go the other. Whatever we have to do. Because guess what? If we say these things and do these things, that's telling God we believe in him supernaturally to make a change in their lives. But if we do nothing, oh, God to get them. I hear people say that. Oh, when it's time, God to get them. No, no, no. No man knows the hour, the minute, the day, or the time when Jesus is coming back. We can't say that. He made us ambassadors to do the work. And if we love our family members and we love our friends and neighbors the way we say we do, the Bible says love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And who is the neighbor? Any stranger. Anybody who don't know Christ. And some of those who do. Because we got to realize, all got to get reeled back in. I love when my wife look at me and say, baby, it's okay. Is everything okay? You all right? If I have a bad dream, I tell her about it. She said, the devil is a liar. Where's the oil? There ain't no more going to sleep until we oil this thing up. It ain't coming back. I rebuke it, throw it into the deepest pits of hell, never to return. She speak that thing in my life, and I speak back into hers. That's a partnership. That's a partnership. We both trying to head down the same road. We both trying to do the work of the Lord together, and we have our ups and downs, and we have our moments, but we never forget about God. Whenever it gets too hot, we call on the Lord. Springs of living waters. We call on the Lord. Father God, I've been acting like a fool down here. And see, the crazy thing about it, She'll call on him before I do. It's almost like call the police. So you better come get this fool. He acting up down here. Now, don't put a raft on him too bad, but straighten him out, shake him up. And you know when God is shaking you up, you start looking around and trying to figure out what is going on. Why is this happening? Why is that happening? Because God is, you know, because if you know the presence of the Lord in your life, you know how God moves in your life. You know how you and God communicate. You know when he's there. But just to get back, because I have a few minutes left, I just want to get back to reminding us on, because that's only half of the story, because after taking away our sins, God offered us righteousness of his son. And through Jesus, God collected on a debt that we could never have paid ourselves. Then he turned around and offered us the untold riches of his love and the promise of eternal life. On an infinity smaller scale, it's as though we owed $1 million debt to someone who not only paid it, but also deposited $10 million tax-free dollars into our savings account. Not only did he pay the $1 million debt, but he paid 10 more million into your account spiritually. Ain't no, don't be going trying to push the button, think that Jesus done put some, I'm not saying he won't, but that's not what I'm saying right here. I know some of y'all like, where? Don't be doing that. Some people don't do that. Hallelujah. Because we receive such an incredible gift, we'll want to tell others where they too can find it. We're to carry this message of reconciliation to others as we follow Paul's example and urge others to be reconciled to God, not to me, not be reconciled to my church, not to be reconciled to, be reconciled to God. Amen. I have a few minutes. I have like 3-4 minutes. Just want to tell you a little story. Amen. And the title of the story is Bitterness. Troubles, hardship, calamities, ever heard that old saying, bad things come in threes? It's only folk wisdom, but somehow it seems true. For example, bitterness was a temptation for me in the early days of my paralyzed. Deep inside, I knew it was wrong, but I justified myself by saying, surely God won't mind if I let off a little steam every now and then. After all, I am paralyzed. But as many of us have learned, indulging in bitterness leads us down a path to even more despair and bitterness. As if that trouble wasn't enough, God added a second hardship. Several months into my hospital stay, I had an operation on my lower spine. After the surgery, I was forced to lie face down for 15 days while the stitches healed. I am sick and tired of this, I complained out loud. Then the third distress, I caught the flu. Suddenly, not being able to move was peanuts compared to not being able to breathe. I was miserable. But as I thought about it, I understood what God was doing. No longer was my bitterness a tiny trickle. It was a raging torrent that could not be ignored. It was as if God was holding my anger up before my face and saying lovingly but firmly, stop turning your head and looking the other way. This bitterness has got to go. What are you going to do about it? The pressure had gotten so strong that I was either going to give the situation over to him completely or allow myself to wallow in bitterness. Faced with that ultimatum, I was able to clearly see what a wicked, cursed bitterness would be. Sometimes troubles, hardships, and bitterness in groups of three or more back us into a corner and forces us to seriously consider the Lordship of Christ. Lord, when troubles pile on, may I look to you for help and hope. I want you to think about that. When the troubles pile on, call out his name. Lord, when troubles pile on, may I look to you for help and hope. This has been your Fix the Six, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I hope we got something out of this one this evening. God has given us the time to fellowship one with another and uplift one another and pray with one another and fellowship with one another and just encourage one another each and every Monday. And he does it on Tuesday with Bishop Thurman Butler. I forgot the name of his ministry. He's going to get me. Undisputed Truth Ministry. Thank you, Jesus. The Undisputed Truth Ministry. If it's the Word of God, it's undisputed. On Wednesdays, we have our midday workout with Lady T of Undisputed Ministries also. Amen. Glory to God. On Sundays, we have First Lady Apostle Carolyn McNeil, MCI Ministry Radio at 9 a.m. And I think, if I'm not doing this prematurely, at the end of this month, she's planning a 4-5 day revival, and she will close on, she will be here on Thursdays with us as well as Sunday morning, but she will be here Thursday at the end of that last week of this month. She will be with us Thursday at 6 p.m. She will be doing the Holy Ghost thing, bringing it like nobody else, like she says, the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil can. Amen. And we really thank you all for listening. We thank you all for supporting the ministry. We thank you all for trusting and believing in the God in us. And we pray and we pray and we pray that all is well with you guys. We pray for your homes and your communities and your cities and your countries and your states. We truly not just people sitting in a radio station just talking because we have lips. We trust in God, and we ask God to bring hope to those that are in despair. And we ask God to bring peace to those who lack peace. And we ask God to bring much of himself every day, because sometimes we just need a little more than we had yesterday. Amen. So with that being said, we just want to once again thank you all for your support. And we just want to, we have MCI Ministry Radio, we have MCI Ministry Church, we have email is MCI Ministry 2621 at yahoo.com. Call it, email us with your statements, complaints, whatever it is, information on past shows, upcoming events. You need prayer, 302-883-9799. Apostle Carolyn McNeil will pray with you. And if you want to mail to pray with me, pray with you, I'll pray with you. Amen. Glory to God. We do everything in decent and honor unto the Lord. Amen. We're just so happy. And we know, we see the move of God, and we know that he's moving. And we just want him to move in your life, but we have to trust him. For God to move in our lives, we have to trust him. Amen. We have to. We can't say, God, I want you to move in my life, but you don't trust him. Amen. It just don't work that like that. So if you go to the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, and through him, reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. No matter where you are, he can reach out and love on us. He will reach out and touch you. He will reach out and reconcile you back to him. Even those that are lost, there's no excuses, because there are too many of us that are saved and know Christ and filled with the Holy Spirit So we know how to bring the lost to our Father, to our Lord and Savior. Amen. So with that being said, Father God, you are great in all your ways. You are loving, you are kind, you are merciful, and we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for his blood that he deposited so we can live and have everlasting life. We thank you for the battle when he descended into hell to fight Satan, to get the keys so we can all be together again. God, we thank you for just being our Father and knowing our needs and being there for our needs, taking us through our trials and tribulations and holding on to us and carrying us and walking with us, God, not leaving us nor forsaking us, God, but keeping us in your perfect peace, God. Oh, we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up. We give you praise, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you. Bless our family, friends, and our loved ones, and our countrymen, and those that are abroad, and those who are in foreign countries, and those that are close and far and near. Bless our enemies, God, on today. Show us the way, God, your way and not ours, God. Enhance our light, God, so you get the glory out of our lives, God. We trust and believe that it's already done, God. Be merciful on those, Father, who don't know you yet. Be merciful on the backslider. Be merciful on that one who just was angry. Be merciful on those who just ain't got it yet. Just be merciful, God, and show us the way to bring them to you, God. Be merciful on them, God. Give them another chance. Show them, God, that you are real. And that you love them. And we trust and believe that it's already done. And we glorify you. And we thank you for this day that you have given us. In Jesus Christ, we pray. And we know without a shadow of a doubt, you hear our prayers, God. So we thank you right now. Hallelujah. For all that you do, going to do, and have done. Hallelujah. This song is dedicated to First Lady of MCI Ministry Radio.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. Body great, body greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody great,
nobody greater than you.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater,
nobody greater than you.
Now lift those hands, singers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater,
nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater
than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on, nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Body greater.
Nobody
greater. Body greater than you. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Everyone in the building, just sing that tonight. That's what we came to say. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
No matter where you look or where you go.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless and good night.